Blog Talk Radio.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
To see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you.
Somebody don't
Man, how y'all doing today? First, I want to give honor and praise to God. You know, it's been one of those weeks. For those that's listening out there, for those who be listening on the link right now, be encouraged, man. You know what I'm saying? It's trial and tribulation to everything in life. You know, everybody goes through it. But it's something that we must face, something that we must endure, something that we must overcome. Today we're talking about the word survival, which is a very strong word. We talked about it yesterday, and I feel it is for us to make that topic of the show today. So survival would be the topic of the show, and we will break it down in parts to where there's an understanding that not only once we understand what survival is, and once we extend within our own instinct, it's our responsibility to share it. It's our responsibility to make sure your loved ones understand the concept, understand what it means, and what survival really is, so that they will be able to follow suit also. So for those who are listening, I hope we get something today that you can use, along your journey in life. Today, it's a good day. Sometimes you have to keep crying, but that's life. You know what I'm saying? I lost a friend of mine yesterday, and I want to have a brief moment of silence. Thank you for those who honored it. Life is short. It's very ironic that I lost my dear folks on the day that I thought to have survival at the top. I'm your host, OG Hunter Business. My co-host is the old Sean and Sharon Brown. This is the Movement 720. This is our show for the people, by the people, where we believe each one, teach one to reach everyone. And we stand firmly upon our beliefs that we come together as a whole. If we understand and exemplify what unity is, that as a community, that we will be better off. This world is in the real trial situations right now. For all the young couples out there, for all you young individuals out there, for all you older people out there, man, for those who are wise, and I'm not calling anybody dumb or anything like that, but for those who are aware of the government and things that's going on, today we're going to talk a little bit about that. And some of you are going to understand, some of you not, some are going to agree, some are going to disagree. But I ask that you all pay attention and take into account the things that you do here. It's very important that you do, because understanding the state that the world is in right now, that America is in right now, is a part of survival. You have to be aware of your surroundings. You have to be aware of what's going on around you, not in the immediate vicinity of you, but you know, around the world within itself. And we have laws, and we have different things set forth for us to be able to enjoy our freedom as individuals, but with the right things that are going, that's going to gradually be taken away from us. So with that being said, we're going to indulge in a few things today that's going to kind of like, you know, awaken some people, and I'm hoping it awakens everybody. But our goal is to at least reach one person. And if we can, we know that we've achieved something. But I'm striving today to reach everybody, as always. And I appreciate you guys for calling in the show. I thank you callers who have always called in. For those that are just calling in, we appreciate you. We bless you coming in. Thank you. Everybody is important. everybody that tunes in, everybody that plays fish, everybody that spreads word, shares, whatever. You know, the part that you play in our show is very real that you do and you continue to do so. And we appreciate you with the utmost respect on that. And thank you. I am OG Hill in the business. Survival is the act or fact of living or continuing longer than another person or thing. Your continuation of life or existence. Problems of survival. Okay. Life or existence. And I'm going to go and look at some of that. Politics is the survival of the city. I'm going to come back to that in a minute. I'm just giving y'all a few things right now. survival for English language learners. The state or fact of continuing to live or exist, especially in spite of difficult conditions. Readers and listeners. Something from an earlier period that exists or is done. For students, survival is the continuation of life. I gotta go back to give y'all everything that I'm trying to do right now at this point because this is the final word. This word right here, it'll take you into so many different things, and I don't want you to lose track. So my objective is to keep you guys focused on what I'm trying to do right now. We heard continuing, yesterday, durability, endurance. But I'm going to go a little bit deeper than I did yesterday, which is where survival synonyms. And archaeism, artifact, curiosity, evidence. These are the words that are synonyms to this word in the noun form. Fragment, parallel, keepsake, memento, memorial, monument, remain, remembrance, reminder, remnant, residue, ruin, souvenir, testimonial, trace, vestige, vital spark, vitality, viability, mortal being, organism, metabolism, living thing, individual, human being. I'm hoping y'all follow me when these words. Growth, flesh and blood, existence, essence, entity, endurance, creature, body, animal, and breath. If you can take one of those words and relate them to your life, survival means more to you than what you ever know, man. Everyone. That's the word of the day. I want to try to educate my people today with this word, survival. The main entry is existence. It continues. And if you know what your existence means to you, then that's everything, you know, who you are, what you are, what you stand for, and things of that nature. And your existence goes a long way. It goes as far as your life when it will take it to go. And for a long time, we've had different topics on the show. We talked about everything. We talked about focus and so many things. We're going to continue to come with these topics, you know what I'm saying? But it's like now, survival is at the core. We really have to educate the people on what survival is about. You have different things going on in the world. I had shared a video with Shane today. I sent it to her. There's a video talking about how the water in the milk family. Every day we're finding out different things about what's going on in the world, different changes and things like that, right? But how much time do we take as a people to watch the news, read up on these things, study things, read a book, you know? It's crazy because everything about life nowadays has to be looked into, because we'll find ourselves indulging in something that's not for us. And I hope you take that to heart, what I'm saying. Everything is not for you. You run to stuff because the next person has you. Run to stuff because it's popular, because it's thing going through the whole time. You know, prior to nowadays, built upon, you know, getting the attention of the public and drawing them in. And this is a world and society that we live in nowadays that, you know, anything that's popular at the moment, it attracts people. But we flock to it. But have you ever seen those movies when people set traps? You know, it's basically like the rat. You know, you ain't got to be able to put cheese on it. You know what I'm saying? And the rat finds that trap. You know, even if you're sitting there watching another rat get caught up in the trap, he's going to try that cheese. As individuals, whether we agree to this or not, the majority of America is set up that way. Whatever draws your attention. In the sense of survival, you can't be that type of person, because you'll run to something that's not for you, and it can cost you your life. I was talking to Shay today about something, and you know, we try to give the people something that. Y'all gotta forgive me, man. I've been going out and my body's very tired, and then we're really at a point right now. Excuse me one second. I'm back. She was talking about how evil the world was and how pitted against the poor, right? And for you people that's not rich, pay attention, because you have a bullseye on your back. And this is why. I told her, I said, this is about money and power. I said, I always have been. But it's not supposed to be. We were taught to embrace it in the word humble was instilled. And while they got richer and more powerful, we became weaker and poor. Elaborating on that, the world is set up, you know what I'm saying, in a crazy way. It's set up in a crazy way, right? And we talk about history, and we talk about the different things that, you know what I'm saying, has transpired in this world that we live in right now. If we're not focused, if we're not in tune with what's going on, we're going to be so blind. And we're blind already. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. As a people, we're blind already, because the things that we run to, the parties, the clothes, the lifestyles, the drinks, the drugs, all the different things like that, right? It has our attention and our focus. And the first thing we'll say is, like, our family is, okay, yeah, if our family is number one, you're not going to do anything that's going to draw you away from your family. You're not going to do anything that's going to take your attention away from what it's supposed to be on. You know what I'm saying? Like, if, for instance, these people in Houston, right? And my heart goes out to these people. It really does, because that's another situation. I'm going to speak on that also. A lot of people didn't take that hurricane serious because they put things before it. I'm not going to say a job or anything like that, because you got to look at the fact that if those jobs allow them to come to work that day, then that's you know, a whole nother story. Then you know how much, you know, people care. But, okay, you have a family. You have kids. You know you're not, you know, just doing good. And you really, like, by yourself, basically. Okay, but you have somewhere to go. And you know a storm is coming. We already know about what happened with New Orleans. People didn't pay attention. People didn't take heed to it. And this storm actually happened. I don't want to place blame But I want to say, if we were more prepared and we were paying attention, and if that person was focused, you see what I'm saying? Then they would have been in refuge. They would have been in a situation of being in safety, out of harm's way, not going through the things they had to go through. Now, do I point a finger at the city of Houston? No. I actually point a finger at the government. So that's my personal opinion. I was looking at a chart today of the similarities in Katrina and Hurricane Harvey, and there was really no difference in those hurricanes. And, like, it goes deeper than that. But that's survival also. You have to study. You have to know what you're up against. You have to know what the government has the ability to do. Because a lot of times we put things on God that God played no part in. And a lot of times we are settled with one, you know what I'm saying, realization of something, when in reality we can be, like, man, way off. You know what I'm saying? So how can we talk about a government only when your stamps don't come, or when they deny you education funding and things of that nature? How can we just be talking, you know, focus on them then, but you have things that they play a part in that's way on a whole bigger scale and more detrimental, and we don't even know anything about it. We're not even aware of it. If you knew how much power the government has and how much they control, you'll be more focused, because you'll know they have a grip on your life, you know. And it's very important that we take a stand on learning and educating ourselves in the things that we're supposed to. It means a lot, you know what I'm saying? It means a lot that we remain focused and pay attention to what's going on in this world, man. It's sad, because you have babies that are just growing up and they're thinking life is about one thing, whereas you have parents that's responsibility is to make sure that those children are prepared. Not just raised, but prepared, you know. And they're left in a world of uncertainty, because, like, the grown-ups themselves don't understand what they're up against. I was breaking down martial law yesterday, and there was some people that listened to me to the show, and they called me, and it was like, you know, I didn't know that, you know. And it was a blessing to be able to educate people, but I won't refrain from saying this. I knew a little bit about martial law, but I just simply typed it into my phone and got the definition and started researching things. That's how I understood exactly what martial law was about. So the effort that it took me was nothing. And you should feel the same way. You should look at it the same way. There should be no exception when it comes to everybody else. A lot of times we don't know because we don't take the time and the effort to find out. A lot of times we don't understand because we don't exert ourselves to the point to where we search for the answer that we need. And it's very important as a people that we stay focused, man. Because guess what? If we don't stay focused, man, we're in trouble. Listen to me when I tell you that I'm telling you, we as a people, we are in trouble. I discussed the army trucks. That situation like that, when they was bringing the coffins in, things like that. I discussed all the different things that's going on. Excuse me, we're trying to get some people to call in right now. They're asking for the number one show. I'll be multitasking. Y'all got to forgive me when I'm doing this thing right here, man. I be multitasking. I see a real familiar number too. But the way this world is set up, y'all, I mean, okay, look like these right. For once, I want to put the community in the shoes of the government and the powers that be. And I want y'all to listen to me now, because we don't take the time to think like this. So for a minute, I want to be the government, and I want the people listening to understand who we are to them and how they see us. Right? Okay. Let's take this guy right here that's been in the hood and knows about the hood, what these people called it, and let's give him riches beyond anything he's ever had through this talent. We're not going to give it to him. We're going to let him go through the trial and error of being judged by the people. And he's going to be chosen because he has this certain type of, you know, attract about him as far as what he knows, what he's been. He has that look. He's also gifted. Let's get him in the room and discuss with him about how much power and money he can have. But we're going to allow him to lead a generation. Unless you have rappers that thinking they're doing something that's good and thinking that they're representing the whole time, they're being used, they're being owned, they're being dictated, right? Okay, now set that to the side because rap music has our kick. All right. Let's make these clothes in fashion something important. Let's set up a situation and start to where kids are feeling important because they don't have certain type of amount of clothes, certain type of brand of clothes, right? Come fashion, something that we all, a lot of us, you know, have, not bad, probably still do, have cared about, right? You know, how we look, what type of clothes and stuff, where, you know, car to drive, house, right? Okay. Then once you put that aside, you have, money. That's automatic. But let's just say drugs, right? This drug thing is going to put a lot of money in poor people's pockets because we're really going to kill three birds with one stone. We're going to let money be the root of all evil and give them a way to obtain it. We're going to destroy their neighborhood and community by the product that we're putting in their hands to get this money. And three, we're going to take this product and it's going to affect the way this person looks at life and the way of living life, you know what I'm saying, as a whole, right? So we have drugs, fashion, money, music, okay, the youth, right? We want to place all these things in the eyes and the presence of the youth to deter them, right? Because it's easier to distract the child, right? Okay, so the grown-ups is our main focus. So let's put them here and tell them this. Let's put them there and tell them that. And we're going to, you know, continue doing what we're doing. Right? Now, let's teach these people to be humble. That being humble is the right way to go. Y'all, feel you follow me with this, right? I'm really trying to make a point right now. Let's teach these people to be humble. Let's teach these people to that money is the root of all evil. You know, I just said that, right? Watch this. Let's teach these people to not just chase the dollar, but the fact that just maintaining a income and taking care of your family is the way of life. And that, you know, we shouldn't be shunned with working a minimum wage job because at least it pays the bills. And, you know, these people will be satisfied with making a living because they never had nothing. They come from nothing. We got to reach these kids. And while we have them over here focused this way and believing this way and thinking this way and rocking this way, let's continue to get these banks. Let's continue to own this land. Let's continue to build these companies and enterprise and use them as front to do what we're really trying to do. Let's direct the world in one direction. Let's give them something good to embrace that they all understand is good. But at the same time, let's continue to conquer and divide. This is the government talking. This is the power that be talking. Okay? And right now, in retrospect, you have kids that are homosexual. You have people that are so dedicated to rap music that they join in and beat with people that they know nothing about. Music is allowing people to come things that they're not or believe that they can live the lifestyle that they see on TV, which in a lot of situations is not real. For those who don't know, a lot of those cars and stuff that people don't own, females they rent it, houses they rent it, clothes they rent it, you know, for people that know nothing about the industry. Let's have them feeling that life is about you know, working hard, breaking your back, you know. They shouldn't own things of that nature. You know, let's have them feeling this way, all right? And, okay, jumping back to reality, you have kids being homosexual. You have men that's not strong the way they used to be no more. You have women that's not supported in their families no more. They're turning the opposite direction. There's no such thing as family community the way it used to be. Morals are different nowadays. The financial status is messed up. You have a community and society of poor people all over the world. You have people being incarcerated at a mass rate due to these drugs that was placed in our neighborhood. Guns are now being passed around, and there's more deaths than anything. Now innocent black people are being shot and killed with nothing being done about it. This is just a system that we're focused on. You know what I'm saying? All these things going on, and individually, we're focused on all these things. You have a person that's saying, oh, Trump's not doing this. He's not doing that. Okay, you got the riots over here, race, dividing communities against each other. Children are killing each other. Money is so, you know, so much of a distraction. But all of these things are distracting us from what's really going on with the government. That all of this stuff was planned. All of these things were positioned. Now they have people over here in Milwaukee saying that in order for you to have a job at their company, you have to get a chip placed inside of them. Conquer, control, belittle, disgrace. Nothing has really changed. We just got so comfortable in this lifestyle and way of living and cultures that we have, so we've forgotten and really allowed the power that be to move past our mindset. You know what I'm saying? So survival is the key. Because if you don't know what's going on around you, it's like quicksand. You continue to fall down deeper and deeper into a hole, and you're placing yourself in a position to be controlled. But if we keep in touch and stay focused on what's going on in the world, research, compare things then to things now, try to understand what direction is the world going in and why is it going in that direction and how did the world allow itself to be in the position that it's in now. All these things have to be understood. Okay, now survival. Personal things. You may be in a situation in life where, you know, it's not just about, you know, paying bills and things of that nature. You might have to be worrying about enemies, people that don't like you, people trying to take what you have, people trying to be your friend and get stabbed in the back. That's normal everyday life. That's survival also. So what I'm saying is if you're constantly distracted in the act of trying to survive, you miss the main point and the number one point of survival. In order to survive, you have to stay focused. You have to be able to, like, and I know it's hard because one particular thing that happens in your life can affect you to the point where you just, I've seen people give up. So I know it's not easy, and I know it's hard, but you have to find the resonance within you to be strong and stand, because if you don't, you're going to continue to lose focus, and we're going to continue to fall as a community and as a whole. Distractions are being created all around you in this world to throw you off and put you in an unbalance to where you're unable to survive. People that have strong minds are shunned in this world by the government because they fear that being a threat of them being exposed. If we look at history, every individual that has stood up and tried to expose the government and the powers that be on things that the world is not aware of, something has either happened to them or they've been placed in a compromised position to where they fail, you know. And that should be like a real, real main focus for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Like, when are we going to wake up and realize that, okay, it's a bigger picture than the things that we're focused on right now. In order to survive, you have to take the time to stop and focus on everything that's going on around you. You have to. And I'm not calling y'all octopuses or asking you to be, but at some point, you're going to have to learn how to multitask and be focused And like me, sometimes I catch myself. I know I got to do something by 3:30. But at 3:15, man, I'm checking out something that I just seen. You know what I'm saying? And I got friends and people that know this about me. I might be on one subject and we'll be doing something or dealing with something, and then I like might send them a post or something that I just saw. You know, because I'm doing two, three things at one time. And, you know, some people may think like that's unhealthy. It's really not, because I'm focused. I'm really trying to like not miss anything, because like if you like, okay, survival is more about yourself. It's more about how much you believe in yourself and your ability. It's also about being focused, which I've already said. But it's about executing things too, right? Okay. Once we know what we're supposed to know, it's our responsibility to act upon it. No way around that. I gave you the definition of survival. And both of those definitions is spoke on life. You know what I'm saying? Both of them. And it's amazing to me, because if we don't remain focused, which we did on this show once before, like it's gonna throw you all the way off track. I mean, even a baby understands that. Like you should be able to like be in tune with yourself. And we don't really take the time to become one with ourselves. You have to know who you are. You have to know what you're up against. You have to know how to react to these things. All these things play a part in survival. That's the reason why I gave y'all all these different synonyms of survival. And the small words I was giving you, things like breath, body, metabolism, mortal, person, soul, body, I mean creature, flesh and blood, growth, human being, individual. These things are synonyms of the word survival. I really don't want to, you know, add up any more, take any more time on the show reading all the synonyms for those who just tuned in, but all these words are key words that are synonyms to the word survival. That means every part of your life that you live, you know, with every breath you take in your body, it's about survival. Whether you're educating yourself, learning, you're feeding yourself, you're taking care of your family, you're planning for the future, you're doing something that's going to have to be taken care of in the next few days or the next few hours or whatever, it's all about survival. You're taking one step into the next to make it to the next. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we really have to understand who we are, what we are, what we're doing in this world, and we can't lose focus at all. Everybody's looking at the news in Houston, right? And everybody's focusing on, you know, them and what they're going through. But there's other storms going too. And I hope you follow me so far. There's other storms going. Are we preparing ourselves for those storms? Or are we still focusing on reading every comment, seeing every picture, every news thing that they're showing about Houston? You know, I've looked today and there's millions of dollars that's been donated toward this city. You know what I'm saying? So that means there are people that are reaching out and helping, right? Okay. So what's the next step? Have we forgotten about the protests, the racism? There are so many things still going on. So that's what I mean by we can't be distracted. We have to do what we have to do and remain focused so we can be prepared for the next thing that comes. With that being said, Shay, how you doing today? Hello, Shay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I took off, man. I'm really like this survival word. I got so many different things going on today, man. This survival word, man, it's very important that I get my point across with the listeners today. And I defined the word survival, but I also gave different synonyms of the word survival that's attached to it. And I try to get the listeners to understand that in order for us to understand what survival is, we have to understand, like, not just the meaning, but the role that we play in it as individuals. Before we can even get to the point of helping others to survive, our attention is distracted by all the different things that go on in our life and personal things that's going on in the world. And to me, my honest opinion is that it's set up that way from the beginning of time to now, as far as our existence as people, being enslaved, being controlled, being dictated, being governed by a government that doesn't have our complete best interests at heart. because for years the government has, you know, done things that they, you know, have been convicted and proven of being, you know, atrocious and illegal and spiteful and wrong and evil. So, like, forget the part about who can you trust. It's the part about preparing yourself for the next surprise or the next thing that would be a shock to us but wouldn't be if we were prepared. Survival is knowing everything that you need to know about life so that nothing will surprise you and attack you in a way that it'll take you from yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I've just really been everywhere trying to break this thing down with all that I have. It's like I got so much information, I just want to give it all at one time. But I know you have some things you want to discuss with people, so I'm going to get right.
No, well, you know what? You're absolutely right. When you talk about survival has so many different levels to it. It's survival on a personal level, survival on as well as survival on a collective level. But in order for anybody to survive or even to begin to understand anything, it all begins with education. You know, education is a huge, major, and significant factor in knowing how to survive. You see what I'm saying? If you're not educated on a particular subject, then how do you know how to deal with it, or how do you know how to overcome whatever it is that you need to overcome in order to move on to the next level? You know, I think of survival as a whole. I don't think of it as being an individual idea, because I always tend to look back at history and look at the plight of my ancestors. You know, and what did they do in order to survive the atrocities that they were faced with? You know, they may not have had so many natural disasters to survive like we see today with the flooding and, you know, different outbreaks of different viruses and things of that nature, but they too had, you know, many, many, many things they had to endure, overcome, and survive and move on. So survival to me is a collective task, because that's the only way things will change. That's the only way we will survive, is by coming together, being as one, moving in the same direction, having the same goals in mind. You can have individual people doing the same thing, but nothing will never change. So really, are you surviving that particular issue that you're faced with in society? And then once you understand and get educated on what it takes to survive, then you can begin to release some of the potentials that you have. You know, they said money rules the world. That's true. It takes money to survive. You know, look at the people that was trapped in Houston, and a lot of people say, well, you know, why didn't they just leave? Well, maybe they couldn't leave. How can you leave when, number one, you have no money to put gas in the car to evacuate? And then you have no money to have those care packages set aside as far as, I call them the survival packages, as far as water, food, Band-Aids, antibiotic cream, different things like that. There's no way you can survive without it. But if you're not educated on what it takes to survive, then the money still will do you no good. So I don't, you know, survival to me, it's up to all of us to come together in order to survive. Yes, you may survive on a personal level, but that will only take you so far. That's how they survived back in the day when they were faced with so many different obstacles. They came together, stood side by side, as one and face whatever it is, just like all the things that you was talking about that we're faced with in society, the breakdown of our government, white supremacy, homosexuality, the lack of education, poverty. So we have to realize, even though we have to get in tune with ourselves and start paying attention to the things that's going on around us and begin to awaken to the fact that we are not surviving. Because if you're making $40,000 or $50,000 a year, that don't necessarily mean you surviving. That just mean you living. You living day to day. So I look at survival as a whole.
Okay, I want to ask you this though. But at what step do you start realizing, like, I mean, it's a given that a lot of people don't know what's important and what's not because of the decision that we make in life. You know what I'm saying? Say it's that's a given, right? My thing is like, okay, I'm gonna go back a little bit. New Orleans, right? Hold on one second. Okay, I'm saying right. Okay, Katrina, New Orleans. They were told. I know they were told this because I was in tune with some family members at the time. Everybody needs to evacuate. Everybody needs to, you know, get the H up out of there. It's finna go down, you know, things of that nature, right? Okay, they didn't listen. Disaster. All right, Houston, they were told a storm was coming. They were told to evacuate. They were told it's going to be worse than Katrina. A lot of them didn't listen. Disaster. All right. How many more signs are we going to get? How many more warnings are we going to get before we take heed? Okay, the war, the nuclear war. It's a possibility. If you did a survey in the neighborhoods of America, I wonder what percentage of people would be prepared for a nuclear war or have even taken the time to try to prepare themselves for it. I mean, to the least of even, you know, looking up and researching what they can do to protect themselves, you know. This one world currency thing that's going on, right? That's probably the last thing a person will ever talk about. You know what I'm saying? All this is survival, though, because if your money is not valuable no more at all and you can't spend it nowhere, how are you going to survive? You see what I'm saying? Like, I wonder, does the people, at what point do we realize what's important and what's not? Like, is our culture and our way of living going to be more important in the end to where, like, as a community, we're destroyed as a people? Like, what is the wake-up call going to be? I mean, you have race wars and stuff going on. Innocent people losing their lives right now. Man, in Jackson, I've been hearing so much, you know, man, people losing their lives at a crazy rate. But, like, at what point, what is it going to take for them to wake up and realize that, like, all of this is survival, but the way we go about conducting ourselves and preparing ourselves for it can make things a little bit better, really a whole lot better, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right. You know, like I said, it all starts with education. Education, I can't stress, you know, education enough. I will read anything. I don't care what it is. It can be, I mean, anything. We have to begin to educate ourselves in order to know what we're faced with. Our culture has gotten away from that. It almost seems unpopular or uncool to be a nerd or to be the smart kid in the classroom. It was once upon a time where we had more doctors and nurses graduating from college than any other race of people coming out of the civil rights era. we need to begin to understand, to look at different things to say, well, okay, that's a potential, you know, distraction. That's an enemy. This ain't good for us. We need to get rid of that. We need to do this in order to make it. We're not thinking. We so caught up, just like you said, in the, you know, robbing jeans and looking good. We got $1,000 on our backside, but we ain't got $10 in our pocket to put in our gas tank. Because we have lost that sense of I don't know what it is, and I'm not saying all of us are like that, but it's too many of us that's really not getting down to the business that we need to get down to in order to survive. Because if you think about it, during the presidential debate, African-American issues wasn't even in the conversation, nowhere in the conversation. Nowhere in the conversation. It was about homosexuality, Muslims, and Mexicans. Those were the issues that were talked about on a global scale. If we got mentioned somewhere in the mix, you know, it was probably on a very, very small level. Because we're not even seen as a viable part of anything anymore. That's because somewhere it has been a disconnect. But we're going to have to get back connected. We're going to have to start getting back educated on a lot of different things, because as far as I'm concerned, our number one enemy is illiteracy. If you don't know any better, you can't be any better. And if you're not willing to learn to, so you can be able to adapt and survive, you're going to perish.
Okay, so as far as education goes, what steps can we take? Do we do it by mass communication? Do we use the things that the same way that they do it? Do we use the things that draw people's attention, like social media, news, different groups and things of that nature? Do we start there and start trying to draw people in to, like, realizing what's really going on? Because, like, right now it's at a point where society needs to know that they're not really focused. Because I'm going to show you something, right? I know you've seen this, right? Okay. I see you too, Psych. I see you. Society, right? And follow me with this, Shay. Okay. If you get on Facebook right now and you see a post with a video on it, right? And they may say, Donald Trump responds to the crisis of Hurricane Harvey, right? We all know what he did. We all know what he said. For those who didn't, it wasn't much. It was not presidential at all. You're probably going to be pissed off, so wait to show up with and check that out. But if you looked on the comment section, right, we all know about these live videos and stream live videos where people putting all their comments on it, right? Every single one of those type of posts is an argument between blacks and whites, liberalist, Democrat, Republican, hate groups, and everything that comprises the bill of this country as a whole, right? And for the most part, you do have people on there saying, like, what are you people talking about? Like, why are we like this? Why are we arguing and beefing with each other? That's not even the subject right now. Like, we shouldn't even be doing this. You know what I'm saying? You might have a person that, like, I'm just being honest. Y'all need to know, just being real, it's the world that we live in. If you know, nigga. Woo-doo-woo-woo-doo-woo, you know, and then next thing you know, it's a big old argument and everybody's attacking this one person that was racist. You feel me? Now watch this. Something's going on in that interview that we're supposed to be paying attention to. But we're so distracted with arguing and bickering with each other to where you ain't even focused on what's being said, and you might miss a key word or sign or anything. You know what I'm saying? And then you look on the post later on, and there's a picture with a hand signal that the president did, and then it showed this same hand signal that was done 100 years ago by a certain power that be, that was identified as somebody that was an enemy to us as a whole. You see what I'm saying? That fast we missed something that was vital. That fast we missed the opportunity to see with our own eyes what we faced with and what we up against. Distraction. Everybody know watching the news is part of survival because guess what? You might not know, like I said, we're still on this weather thing. You might not know a hurricane or tornado hitting you. You walk outside and bam, there it go. But you could have been gone and out the way by then if you'd paid attention at 6 o'clock, 9:30, and your life is in danger. You know, water balls or anything, something, any type of news is vital as part of survival. You know what I'm saying? Okay. We as a people allowing ourselves to get distracted, even in the areas where we're supposed to be communicating and socializing with each other. You know what I'm saying? So, like, even when you're on social sites and it's hard to maintain information the way you need to because of the distractions, we still have to find some type of way to deter ourselves from getting caught up in the propaganda and the nonsense thing that's going on because communication is key. Communication is key, man. What you ain't say?
I'm here. And you know, I often have a lot of people, they'll either call me or inbox me and say, well, Shay, did you, you know, see that? And they be all upset and all up in arms. And I often say to them, does it really surprise you? If you know your history, it shouldn't surprise you. It shouldn't upset you that he wouldn't come to Houston to help out. It shouldn't upset anyone that the Red Cross would go into the white neighborhoods and offer assistance and relief to them first. That has been shown and proven throughout our history. That's why it's so important in order for us to survive. Because I speak from an African-American standpoint. I can't speak from a Caucasian standpoint because I'm not white. But in order for us to survive, we got to begin to understand what's really going on and what's really taking place. Because here's the thing. If you are African-American and you live near a major body of water, be it the Pacific Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, for those Louisiana, Texas, Alabama, even persons in Mississippi down on the coast. You should have a raft if you don't have anything else with the life jacket if you can't afford a boat. See, it's things like that. So you can, if you are in a situation, you have the necessary tools that it takes in order to at least get to a safer place than where you are. That should be mandatory, like AC is mandatory if you live in Texas. You know, and as far as all of the distractions and all of that stuff going on, I mean, it's time for us to come together and start talking about some things that really matter. Instead of who turning up and who sleeping with who and who doing what and where they doing it at. Because at the end of the day, that's not going to save any of us.
And you know what? I'm glad you said that, right? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
To further elaborate on that, right? I want to say this, right? That's really what I was trying to say. Why aren't we as a whole like coming together and prepared? Like pride is like a major reason that separates us from being unified. Like I remember when Katrina hit, and this is crazy. Isn't it crazy how even in Texas before this storm hit, everybody was at each other's throat? But then survival kicked in when the storm hit. Like, it was no more race. It was no more worrying about the police, you know what I'm saying, killing you. It was none of this, you know what I'm saying? I'm seeing white people crying on black people's shoulder, vice versa, just playing with each other. You know what I'm saying? Neighborhoods coming together for these same police officers, man, helping these people survive. Some of these people saving these police. Like I'm confused because, like, America don't even see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we could realize how important, you know what I'm saying, survival is, like, that right there within itself will unify the people because nobody can do it on their own. And that storm showed that. You understand what I'm saying? Like, storm showed that you can't do it on your own, that you need somebody. I heard somebody one day, well, a couple of days ago, matter of fact, said they don't need nobody. That's not true. I had to correct them on that. That's not true, because everybody needs somebody. Everybody. It's I don't know, Shay, help me elaborate. I'm just saying, like, we should be able to find some type of common ground to where information is shared, and it's freely accepted, and it's humbly accepted, and we come together and say, you know what, I saw what you said the other day, or I saw that you posted the other day, or I saw that I read something that you wrote the other day, and I would like to lend my opinion on that and my assistance if I can. Some kind of way people stop being that way. And it's hard to, like, I'm going to be honest, I'm going to speak for certain people. Like, a lot of people, it's hard to communicate with people that makes it hard for you to communicate with them, you know. Well, some kind of way, we got to get beyond those barriers, because whether it's race or not, you know what I'm saying, survival is the key. And the world is built up on so many different, like, I'm saying this word again, distractions, to where it's hard to survive when your mind doesn't even allow you to feel like you're in a position where you need to, you know, when in reality you need to every second of the day, whether it's maintaining your health, whether it's maintaining your job so you can pay your bills, you know, anything, you feel me? Survival is a part of every step that you take, because anything that you do wrong could affect you in your life. And a lot of people don't realize, like, some of our lives reflect upon others. So we have to be in a position to be someone that's an example. You see what I'm saying? And we don't have enough of that. So from education to communication, we really cover both of those things, education and communication. So being that we know we need to communicate with the people, once we just start educating them and communicating them, you know what I'm saying, communicating with them and educating them about the different thing that's going on, right, you know we're going to have negative responses. We've already said, don't worry about the negative people, this and that, right? Okay, but for the people that are listening, what is the next step? Once we educate and communicate with each other, what is the next step?
Well, first of all, we need to establish how we communicate. I know you asked that question, and you gave some examples. Social media is the worst thing that ever could have happened to us. The worst thing that could have ever happened to us. We are a people of connection. We are a people who have always been so closely related to nature. And in order to start these type of conversations about coming back together and bridging that gap, you can't get on social media and do that if you're African-American. That's going to take some family Sunday sit-down dinner. That's going to take some one-on-one personal interaction, because social media is so impersonal, and we, as a group of people, we are a close-knit group of people. We always have been, even though it may not seem like it now, because we have gotten further and further and further away from each other. A person would rather call you and hold a whole conversation through a text message instead of picking up the phone, talking on the telephone, because there is no way that anything can replace the human touch.
Word.
And so that's where we begin to educate and come together and talk about, you know, these things, you know, what it takes to survive. You know, and families especially need to have a survival plan, because if you and your family have not sat down and talked about, you know, okay, if you got 30 minutes to get to a safe place, what route everybody going to take, have cell phones, extra backup chargers, forget the cell phones, you need some two-way walkie-talkie radios. I'm talking about them good ones.
Shay, before you say anything else, can you imagine how many people in America right now would not even understand where you're coming from when you said that? I know what you're saying, but what I'm saying is that's how lost we are as a people. they'll probably bust out laughing at you right now if you say, what the hell is a woman talking about the flashlight? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll make a joke out of it. But in reality, like, they ain't thinking about blackout, power outages. Like, come on, man. There's going to be another show, Shay, but I promise you, I'm going to forward something to you. Like, I had a picture today that I seen you. Hurricane Katrina's formation when it was brewing as a storm and Hurricane Harvey, it was exactly the same. And it was a caption that said 12 years ago to now, nobody can see the difference. And it was like, think about that. And I thought about it. You know what I'm saying? You have what you call a NASA, and you have the government that has a project where they've set things up in the sky to make it rain. They have actually made it rain. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a proven fact. People in the military can vouch for this. You know, this was a major accomplishment, you know what I'm saying, in our day and age or whatever with those people. My thing is, when we get to the point where we can tamper with nature, and make things like that happen, there's no limit to what can happen. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking at the fact that Houston itself, it has bodies of water. If you've ever been to Houston, everybody knows Houston itself has bodies of water because they even said they had to release water out of a lake. Now, watch this. There was another lake in Houston that hasn't been mentioned that my cousin lives by. And he said something that made sense. He was like, cuz, I'm going to show you something. He went to the bathroom and showed me how approximately 100 yards out, it was dry land where he was at, actually, because it was on the hill where they lived at. But 100 yards out, it was flood water everywhere. You could actually see people in boats and everything. He said, cuz, there's a lake right behind it. He said, well, this water right here, the way it is, if they release that water from that lake, you can't control the direction of water. Your water is a force within itself. Who's to say it's so much pressure that something breaks and it overflows into that lake? You see what I'm saying now? Like, and it's still raining and storming. So even though to the eyes of the viewers it looked like the perfect plan and they was really doing something, in actuality they was taking a risk because it could have caused another reaction. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we ain't paying attention. We're not focused. We're not really just seeing, you know, what these people are doing. And it's because we don't know any better and honestly don't care to know any better. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You know what I'm saying? In order to survive, you got to care. You got to want to survive. You know what I'm saying? I was going to say it for last, but I should have said it first. You got to want to survive. Because, you know, a lot of people complain about things that are going on in life, but nobody is supposed to sit up and pamper you. As individuals, we have to get up and assert ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, have some type of influence within ourselves and strength within ourselves and courage to want to survive, to want better, to want to make it. It's not nobody else's responsibility to make sure that you survive unless you are a parent and you have kids. You know you have to take care of your kids. Now, you know, me being a man, I have to take care of my family. I understand that. Everybody knows how men are supposed to feel about their family. You know what I'm saying? That's a given. But if you know it's a bunch of people down here on this road with guns and stuff, and they've known for shooting at people, right? You're not going that way. You know not to go that way. You know to go in another direction, especially if you can't protect yourself. It's a common sense thing. And we fail a lot as a people because we wait till it's over with or something happens to realize what common sense is. It's too late to holler, uh-oh, then, is what I was always told when I was young. It's too late to holler, uh-oh. We got to be to the point where we're prepared before it happens. I mean, the education part, the communication part, the one to survive part, you know, I understand we've covered all that. But this is a process to where you have to go over these things over and over and over again. I'm pretty sure Tom Brady or Warren Moon or anybody didn't become great just throwing a football one time and the coach said, okay, you're going to be our quarterback. No, it took years of throwing that ball, going through trials and tribulations, knowing how to put it in a certain situation. Michael Jordan, I don't want to use them, Kobe Bryant. This man practiced constantly on his technique, on his craft, to become the person that he was. Every individual that was great, they didn't do it just instantly like that. It was some type of effort given, some type of practice, some type of diligence in studying what they was a part of. So we have to continue to go over these steps and conquer these different steps when it comes to survival, because everything about survival is life. That's the point I was trying to make earlier. All the different synonyms that connect to this one word forms into another word, which is called life. Life that you live, the life as it stands today, is survival. You are surviving, but at what rate will you survive? How long will you continue to survive? You know what I'm saying? Like, your thought process. You have to use your mind. You know what I'm saying? Your mind dictates your movement and your action. If you don't control your mind, and one of those synonyms that I named was individual. Look this up, people. Individual. That was the synonym of the word survival. As an individual, it's your responsibility. But as a show, we strive to give y'all anything we can to help you to survive. You know what I'm saying? This is a topic that can go on for days, because it's not something that you can get. It's something that's instilled in you to a certain extent. But at some point, you have to learn more. And like Shay said, you have to read everything. You can't believe everything that somebody tells you, or you can't believe it because this person told you this was true, or this person said, well, me and such and such was over here, and we saw. You have to know. You have to understand. You have to use logic. You have to use common sense. All these things come into play when dealing with survival. I mean, man, if y'all knew, say, we're about to do something on the government one day. Please put that on in your notes that we have to do something on the government. I'm trying to see. I think Site said so. Okay. I hear you, Big Site. All right. We have to cover the government, Shay, because it's really a whole different subject. But I feel like the people need to know what they're up against, you know, dealing with the government, because there are so many different areas we can go with that. And I think once we start with the first few things that I feel like we should start on concerning them, then it's going to awaken a lot of people. Because the problem that the guys in the penal system is having with MDOC, that's the government. Jobs out there, that's the government. Drugs, that's the government. For these people to be the people that govern us as a whole in America, and responsibility to make sure that we live comfortably as a race, as a people, as a society, they're doing a piss poor job of, and a lot of things are being covered up. You see what I'm saying? Do you remember, say, when they gave the money, the $300 on everybody's income taxes? You remember that? Do you remember that? Like, everybody was getting a little, what was it called? Incentive or something like that? What was it called? It was getting everybody, like, on income taxes. It was like 2007 or 8. When everybody filed their taxes, they got, like, I think it was like $300 or something like that. I don't know how much it was exactly, but they gave everybody this on their check. I'll look it up and tell you about it. But this particular year, right, there was so much going on. I'm talking about $300 was the main thing. That whatever the money that was, they were giving people, oh, man, it was the talk of the town. Everybody was like, man, oh, man, I got extra money. They're giving you this. You can file your taxes so you can get your extra money. You know, anytime you're getting something free, it's, you know, they're talking about that. Okay, what I'm trying to say is, man, gas is going up. It was being guns at this particular time. Just like right now, guns were being shipped in the hood, in the neighborhoods, and people were trying to figure out where it was coming from. But everything was being overshadowed. You know what I'm saying? That was negative toward the community and society as a whole, because everybody was focused on this money. Okay? Right now, all these different distractions, majority of them are caused by the government, has everybody's attention. Meanwhile, survival is not on our mind, because you actually got people that's sitting up and they talking more about it, doing more talking about it than trying to research and find out what they can do to stop it or defend themselves against stuff that's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, at what point are we going to wake up? I mean, I know I'm saying this, Shay, and I'm repeating this, but, like, you already know where I'm coming from. Like, if we don't wake up, like, because right now, even when saying this, you people on the show that's listening, and they might, you know what I'm saying, like, refer the information back to other people. But all the other people that wasn't tuned in on the show, right?
Right.
Where are they? You know what I'm saying? Like, today's like a big weekend for where I'm from, right? Everybody's focused on that. You know what I'm saying? But I was also told a big storm is supposed to be coming through. Everybody's getting beautiful. And I ain't going to lie, you know, I'm going to communicate with my people and you know, I'm going to try to see how everything's going on, this and that, right? But I'm pretty sure that all of them will tell you, like, man, you know, did say, you know what I'm saying, that it was a storm coming through. Nobody's really concerned about that. You see what I'm saying? It's a small thing that can turn into major things because we're so focused on things that we think are big. The things that we value in life, we put more value on it than the things that's supposed to be more valuable to you than anything in life. Because we're not focused. So, to me, my stance in this whole topic today and this subject is, until we learn to bring the focus where it's supposed to be and let it remain there, it's going to be hard for a lot of people to survive in society nowadays, because it's built to throw you off so many different ways. So when things hit you in your face, you ain't gonna know how to respond. It's gonna be too late. I'm still thrown off by this chip thing that they making these people a walking foot in them to identify them. You up on that, right, Shay?
Oh yeah.
Okay. From my understanding, if you get a stick, a splinter, right, from a tree or anything, and it gets caught in your skin or something like that, you could possibly get infected. Am I correct?
That's correct.
And metal, if it gets caught in your skin some type of way and it rusts, right, it can affect you too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a phone chip, if water sits on it so long or anything wet sits on it for so long and you sit it down, what's going to happen to that metal, Shay?
It's going to begin to rust.
That's what people getting put inside of them. Now, I'm not even going to get into what's on these chips and how it could affect you in the long run or if something can be done or typed in to activate these chips and things like that, right? But I guarantee you that there's not one way that the people that got those chips in them sat down and really weighed their options like they were supposed to and said, what in the hell am I getting myself into? Do you think there was one person did that?
Well, they was just happy to get a job. You know, they can keep
okay.
their job. I'd rather pick up cans.
So what's next, though? If you allow that to happen, what's next? What I'm telling you is, this is Milwaukee. This is for people in a certain state, right? Okay, what's going to happen when they come up with something that the majority of the people in America then fail for, and then before we know it, it's too late? You see what I mean? This is survival because we don't take the time to research and we be like, oh, it ain't going to happen to us. Man, that's them folks. They crazy. Woo, woo, woo. But then pressure busts a pipe too because just like you said, they was happy to get a job. You understand what I'm saying? They made a decision right then based on what they thought was financial need. But they didn't think about their overall well-being and health and their future. All of these type of things in particular is going on all over this world right now. And we're not taking the time to pay attention to it. And that's what's really bothering me right now. You know what I'm saying? I asked my homegirl to call in today and listen to the show, and I'm thankful for that because she kind of grew up the same way I grew up as far as our family. You know, her family is my family. And we was raised a certain way, you know, the old school way. You know, we had grandmothers that cooked, man, a spread like on the movie Soul Food. But we was taught to use common sense. If that was something my grandmother family taught me, Shay, I promise you that woman taught me that. It was common sense. She said it'll never fail you. We live in a world today where majority, and I hate to say it like this, majority of people don't use common sense because they're easily distracted. My grandmother went through a lot in life but she allowed her focus to stay on God. You understand what I'm saying? She allowed her focus to stay on one thing, something that she trusted in. She in her heart, she had evidence that it was real and true to her. Okay. We allow ourselves to be focused on everything but the right thing. So before we close and before we end the show today, I just want to say this to the people, right? Survival is nothing at all if you don't care. We live in a world full of people that don't care. It's selfish. We're relentless with the fact that I got to get this done for me. I got to get this right for me. Me and mine. Me, I. You know, there's no more unity, man. And the powers that be in the government, they know this. And they continue to implement different things to further separate us from each other. You have to hate people in the world. Everybody ain't evil. Everybody ain't mean. Everybody ain't racist. We have to understand that, man. And we have to come together. I'm not just speaking of whites and blacks. I'm talking about as individuals, period, man. We got to come together and stay focused, and we have to care. People coming together and donate money because Houston had a disaster. But, like, why they can't come together and donate money when jobs are low or when community centers are needed? We went through all this stuff before. Everything is a prop and a front nowadays for attention. Survival is the key, man. Survival is the key. Survival is the first nowadays. You know, for those who wasn't listening earlier, before we get ready to close the show, I want to run this by you one more time to make sure that I did what I feel like I was supposed to do today. I have to give y'all this. Excuse me. To remain alive after the death of someone. This is the cessation of something or the occurrence of some event. To continue to live. To remain or continue in existence or use. But in order for this word to have importance, we must individually care ourselves. This is something that I read myself. Like, I'm looking at this in black and white. You know what I'm saying? Some things was given to us already, though. Some things was put in our hands for us to have and understand and then take. But we have to use it. We have to care about it. We have to study it. We have to focus. The way we was raised back then, say, people aren't being raised like that, though. So it's harder to grasp the attention of people when they're taught and raised to let their attention go everywhere, because babies are seeing their parents everywhere doing everything. So I feel like at the end of the day, for survival to work, we have to start from the grassroots, and everybody with a heart is going to have to come together and just do everything that they can in their power to love one another, man, in a way that is going to open up the minds and hearts others, man, to come together as a whole. Because to be honest with you, we're losing hope, and us as a existence doesn't look good, because we're being taken away every day and we're falling short every day, and we're not being focused and we're failing every day. So I mean, I'm getting ready to yield the mic, but I'm glad that so many people tuned in today, and I'm hoping that y'all understand what I'm saying about survival. There's different components of the word survive. But just like different components of the government, you have to take your time to dissect it and understand it and implement it in your life. Make it a way of your life of understanding these things. Because if you don't care about yourself, if you care about yourself, it should be vital to you anyway. You should want to learn. You should want to know more. You should want to be involved. You should want to participate. You should want to be a part of a movement, man. Because right now, to me, the way it's looking, these movements and stuff is a group of people that's in tune with what's going on. And those that are not a part of movement and people that's coming together trying to make things happen for the betterment of their people and community, guess what? You're the ones that's lost. That being said, I yield the mic, Sam. I'm going to let you close out the session. We have 5 minutes remaining.
You're right. You oftentimes we used to be like ants. We all worked together. We all was walking in the same direction, you know, doing the same thing so that we could not only survive but have a better quality of life. And so we got to begin to get back to, you know, some of our old ways. And I talk about that because those ways were the ways that led us to a sense of freedom. I'm not going to say total freedom because we're not even free in 2017, but we have to begin to think that if we don't...
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you good? Your volume is getting lower, seems like. Can you hear me? Hello? Shay, can you hear me? In fact, I think she... Yes, she did. No, she did. Shay, can you hear me? I think she had difficulties right now with her line. But I want to thank you people for tuning in today. Survival is very important to us, man, as a whole. We're going to have a show this weekend also. Our guests supposed to been in today, but we're unable to make it. We have other guests also that they're lined up. We're trying to fit one in for this weekend. So be prepared for a show between Saturday or Sunday, one of those 2 days. Most likely it's going to be Sunday, I say that now. But if not, I will be promoting this, making sure that you guys know. No later than tomorrow morning. I got fussed at the day by one of my brothers, so I'm going to make sure that I do what I got to do to promote this thing. I appreciate that. It's a blessing to have you guys on the show. It's a blessing to have support. It's a blessing to have people that care about what matters. I'm asking everybody that's listening before we close, please share the show. Please share and let people understand what we're trying to do. We're not trying to waste time. We're not trying to play with people's mind. We're not trying to gain any type of financial nothing. We're trying to educate and uplift our people as a whole. We'll be back and we'll continue with our movement concerning the penal system within this. The updates that we're going to be able to bring. So, as of right now, the September 11th date is not official, but we're still working in the state with a date within the month of September. We have Mississippi Dreams that we're going to get ready to work with soon. We're going to be able to have other people too that's joining this movement. So, it's going to be true to people. For those who don't know nothing about it, we're getting ready to protest in front of the governor's mansion about the mistreatment of inmates with this MDOC. So please tell your friends, we're going to do something real beautiful. We'll come together, man, as a whole, as a community, and try to bring change to these guys' situations and living conditions within the penal system, because very, very, very bad and disturbing. And we're going to continue to give more information about that also. So please, do mind, if you don't mind, Sunday, we look forward to having y'all tuning in for the show. We'll be back at the Movement 720. I'm your host, OG Handle That Business. My co-host, Sharon Brown. That's who y'all just heard. We appreciate her for calling in. And we really just want y'all to know that we're family. We're here, man, to help. We're here to educate. We're here to uplift. You can reach us in our comments on our website. You know, just stay tuned. We love y'all. We're for the people, by the people. We appreciate y'all. Thank you all. Good night.